Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morning, Kirsten.
Good morning.
How are you? Kirsten.
Good. I hope some people are in their car with their kids this morning.
We're talking all about music for Tamariki this morning, aren't we?
Yeah, sort of, you know, various pop songs that are suitable for children, or pop artists that have made children's songs, or children's songs that are so good that we all want to hear it. You know, like thinking right now, even if you haven't watched it yourselves, but if you just cracked open some media, K-pop Demon Hunters, you know, so having a sort of like cartoon / pop songs, you know, we've had that sort of thing for decades. You know, even a band like the Beatles, you know, when I was looking for these songs, you know, some of their songs were considered like good children's songs, like The Octopus's Garden.
Yeah.
You know, so like, you know, the line blurs, I guess.
The line does blur. I think it's really beautiful, though, that we teach, you know, younger people to be into music from a young age.
So true, so true. And probably most of us will have songs of what bands and music we liked as kids. But, you know, let's be honest, the parents have to be a little discerning.
Yeah, totally. I mean, yeah, it's not all for the kids. That's for sure.
But yeah, so, you know, yeah, you'd want your kids to listen to music and enjoy it just like you did. But you'd also, yeah, I guess, have to sort of comb through and stuff.
We have a kids show up here at BFM on Sunday mornings. And I have been guilty of tuning in as an adult.
And that's been going for decades, hasn't it? I just remember that so long ago. That's why I wasn't even sure if it was still happening.
I love the kids' show. I used to work at a cafe, and every Sunday I'd be driving to work, and it was like the only thing that made me feel excited for work was just like, oh, maybe the kids are going to be okay, you know? Everything's all right because they're listening to BFM.
Who's hosting it at the moment?
Finn's hosting it, and they're also doing a live version at the Auckland Town Hall on the 21st of September.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know.
Oh, that's really cool.
It's really cool. There's going to be live music and all sorts.
It's popping off, Kirsten.
That's right, the kids. So, you know, well, if you want, make a baby before then. Get one ready.
Surely.
Get one ready so you can go.
You've chosen a couple of tracks here that I guess reflect the landscape of children's music at the moment.
Yeah.
What should we play first?
Well, let's play Simple Plan. So this is, you know, a Canadian pop-punk band. And... here they are doing, so, you know, this is another sort of children's music thing, is the theme songs for cartoons.
Yes.
And so this is them doing the Scooby-Doo song in 2022 is another version of it, but yeah.
Awesome. What's new, Scooby-Doo, from Simple Plan?
What's a Scooby-Doo? We're coming after you. You're gonna
Scooby-Doo.
But they just sound perfect together, you know, like it's just made for it.
It is made for it. And I feel like, you know, even as an adult, you can't help but put a smile on your dial when you're listening to that kind of music. It's so fun and engaging, I guess.
Yeah, and it gives you that nostalgia. Like, okay, so this is the theme song for air quotes, new series/season of it. It's the 9th incarnation of the Scooby-Doo franchise. I mean, that's how long this has been around.
Go Scooby-Doo.
They've had a lot to do with the show. Like, apparently they appeared in an episode themselves. You know, they did the voices.
Oh, bless your hearts.
They've done tracks for, like, the air quotes live-action movie. But I guess just sort of really connecting sort of, I guess, the era of kids and pop music growing up together, you know?
Totally. You've chosen another track, which is way older, and I thought it would be good to dive into that one.
Puff the Magic Dragon, what a classic!
Yeah, Puff the Magic Dragon, which is... Okay, so this is Peter, Paul, and Mary, which is a trio, and I guess people sort of make fun of this genre now, sort of folk rock from the 60s. And I guess if you think of it as folk, you know, like just stories, and it's actually based on a poem. Some people felt that the song was about drugs, and the band claims absolutely not, even though they talk about Puff and Little Jackie Paper and the dragon living in the mist, but apparently absolutely not, and you're wrong.
And they are wrong. My mum used to sing this to me. She loved this track.
Awesome.
1962.
Very good. I'm loving some of the texts we've got coming through. Someone's talking about that they're having blueberries on pancakes. That's a classic gag from the kids show here on BFM. There's always a pancake count of who's having pancakes on Sunday morning.
Oh, how cute. Oh.
But pancakes on a Friday morning, I love that for you, listener.
Yeah,
looks right.
That's some good ones. And we've also got some great odes to children's songs of now and then.
Very good. Let's listen to Puff the Magic Dragon from Peter, Paul and Mary.
The magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept a lookout perched on gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow.
We've got some emotional texts coming through. People are tearful on their way to work.
Oh no!
Yeah, I've got to be honest. I actually forgot how much I loved that track. I'm feeling a bit totes emosh, Kirsten.
Aww.
Totes emosh. And then the group has such a lovely vibe. I mean, there was sort of a vibe back then of people doing that sort of thing. Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger and some of their other tracks, if people want to sort of keep the emosh going, Blowing in the Wind, If I Had a Hammer. I guess that's kind of kiddish as well. Leaving on a Jet Plane. But but the whole idea of having an imaginary friend and a dragon, I mean, it is just so nostalgic. And
beautiful.
It's really seemed to me somewhere. We're getting lots of love from, you know, for artists that have released music for children that aren't necessarily children's musicians, like David Bowie with The Laughing Gnome. Fat Cat and Fish Face are a New Zealand kids punk classic, apparently.
Yes, absolutely. And Fame Flaws, another New Zealand artist.
They re-released the Underwater Melon Man, I can't remember the full name of it. The Underwater Melon Man.
I found that one scary, but the kids did like it.
It's pretty awesome. It's very like Dr. Seuss coded. A little bit Sgt. Pepper's. And they re-released it on digital platforms for the first time last year. And they had a couple of copies of the accompanying book were floating around as well. It's very cool.
Other artists that have released children's songs are like Johnny Cash, Miley Cyrus, Ziggy Marley, who also have Macy Gray.
That's insane. I feel like it's really cool to see like people getting involved with children's music. And then you've got the flip side of children's music, like people that do children's music covering normal songs. Like someone's mentioned the Wiggles version of Elephant by Tame Impala.
That's crazy. I gotta go find that.
Oh my gosh, good point. That is so true. I didn't even think about the Wiggles. Other songs that I didn't play today but I recommend is like the movies, the songs from the Pixar movies, like Toy Story songs, or Billy Crystal and John Goodman in Monsters, Inc. singing If I Didn't Have Nothing, If I Didn't Have You. I mean, oh my gosh.
Yeah, beautiful. Were you going to leave us on something, some Muppets, a classic?
Yeah, and the Muppets did. They would have various famous pop stars as well pop in on their show and sing in this track. So, and also, you know, the Muppets have their own house band. Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. And, yeah, there's so much pop music on that show, and Sesame Street, too, you know, all through the 60s and 70s and 80s. So this is a fun track. This is the Muppets doing Kool and the Gang's Jungle Boogie.
It's funny revisiting children's music as an adult. Like, I feel really revitalized, so thank you, Kirsten. And I'm sure the listeners do, too.
Yeah, I hope we all have a youthful weekend.
Yeah, totally. Let's embrace our youth. Hey, thank you so much for chatting children's music with us this morning, Kirsten. I love this version.
I'm having an awesome time. Thank you so much, Kirsten.
Bye.
We'll chat to you next week.
Yep.
Ka kite.
Bye.
Jungle Boogie. Down with the boogie. Jungle Boogie. Get it up. Jungle Boogie. Down with the boogie. Jungle Boogie. Get it up. Jungle Boogie. Get up with the boogie. Jungle Boogie. Get up with the get down. Jungle Boogie. Down with the boogie. Jungle Boogie. This is absurd. I refuse to Jungle Boogie. Ugh. Boogie, boogie. No, I said I will not jungle boogie. No, no jungle boogie. I can't jungle boogie. Jungle boogie. Jungle boogie. I can jungle boogie. Jungle boogie.
Hey, buddy. Hmm? Hey, pal. We're closing. You have to leave.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.